Blockbuster Nostalgia Shorts.
How we fix it.
EG Sites.
Francisco Landin here.
We're the Blockbuster Nostalgia Boys, talking about the biggest hit movies of the 1990s every week, one by one.
Except for today. Today we're fixing one of the biggest movies of the 1990s.
We're fixing that high school rom-com classic, Clueless. They're in high school.
Do you think it would work if it was she's Batgirl in this movie?
Absolutely.
Right?
I mean, look, it's 2000, so we're recording this in 2022.
Yeah.
Everything is superheroes.
Right.
Absolutely everything. Every show on the CW.
I feel like CW is doing that, right?
Half the show, I mean, yes.
Spider-Man is that too.
Yeah, Spider-Man's that too. But absolutely, if CW could just, every CW show is just Clueless, but what if the main character was Batgirl?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But she was already Batgirl, so, but she's Batgirl in LA.
She's moved away from Gotham City. She's trying to do her own thing, and she's fallen in love with her stepbrother, who is also, I don't know, Condiment King?
Sure, yeah. the most evil of all the evildoers.
That's right.
I do like that Condiment King left Gotham as well. He's like, I'm going to start anew.
I'm going out to LA. I'm going to open up a food truck.
I'm going to terrorize people with my condiments. I'm going to
embrace my heritage and open up a food truck that really embraces me, Paul Rudd's heritage, which who knows what the fuck Paul Rudd is. He's all things to all people.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. He has food.
Yeah. He has condiments. He's a condiment.
He does have condiments, yes.
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to terrorize this. And then she's like, oh, I was just trying to live my regular life, my regular love life in high school. And now I got to fight Condiment King. And,
yep.
And then you get like a cameo from Batman. But like, yes. You know, like the George Clooney Batman.
Yeah. It's like a video call.
Video calls her. So they shot that shit months
They shoot the one like George Clooney, like 30-second scene in between like ER takes.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. And he's like, all right, we're good? Yeah? All right.
Yeah, he just like took off the fucking doctor scrubs or just pulled them down a little bit.
He takes a stethoscope off.
Stethoscope, yeah. He takes the stethoscope off. He's like, all right, I'm Batman now. Hey, Batgirl.
Hey, you be good now out there. Anyways. Let me know if you need anything, Batgirl.
Batman out.
Yeah. And then that's it. And everybody's like, wow, Batman was in
the same universe. Yeah. This is incredible. We've never imagined anything like this before.
No. Also, I say that she moved out there because Alfred died of cancer.
Alfred definitely died of cancer in Batman and Robin.
Batman and Robin, right? So that's why she's like, I'm out.
Yeah, I can't
take
it anymore.
Possibly Robin was being inappropriate with her. I don't remember.
Yeah, I mean, probably.
More than likely, right? Yeah. He was a young circus guy. Those guys are scums.
Those guys will just go for it.
They're scums. They're carnies.
They'll just go for it because they know tomorrow they're leaving.
Yeah,
they're
exactly. They're like acrobatics. The cops so they are have never going to catch bodies. Them.
Yeah.
It's like traveling yoga instructors. That's just true. Banging chicks left and right.
God,
and then,
that's a great job.
Yeah. And then
is that a job you can get?
Leaving. Then just leave town and good luck trying to find this caravan of fucking circus people.
That's right. You're never going to find them. And also, even if you do,
they protect each other.
Turns out that guy left the circus. I don't know what to tell you, man.
Yeah. Also, you know, get away from my circus train.
Yep.
So I got a musket.
Man, because they still have trains, right?
Yeah.
Like, I assume all circuses still travel by train.
Yes, with the giraffe's head sticking out of the top
and a lion cage that you can easily fall into, say, if you're running from another evil archaeologist who's chasing you down.
Yeah.
You're definitely going to file in with a lion pit or like a snake pit or something,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah. I mean, it belongs in a museum, though. You should know.
That's true. I mean, it does obviously belong in a museum.
I like the idea that giraffes are just like hanging out in Africa eating leaves, and then somebody captures them and puts them in a train.
Yeah.
And then just like going like high speed. Like, what fucking happens in a giraffe's brain?
And the fact that they're the only ones that, like, every other animal is just inside.
Yeah, their heads are just blasted by the sun.
They are just, and the wind, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, what does that animal think? What does
like,
the
how
think?
Many fucking flies are getting in their eyes? Because if you've ever driven in a convertible, you have to wear glasses.
Yeah, you do.
Otherwise, the wind in your face, man, you're not going to be able to keep your eyes open.
Eyes are dry as shit.
Dry as fuck, dude. Also, your hair destroyed.
Oh, yeah. And giraffes are known for having luscious, beautiful golden
locks. I mean, if there's
locks.
Anything I know about giraffes, it's that I want to fuck them because of their hair.
Yeah, I mean, it's the most beautiful of all the animals, right?
Because
they're beautiful.
Because
beautiful,
they're beautiful,
flowing.
Luscious, like, Fabio-style hair.
I don't know how many times I've seen a male giraff from the back and been like, look at that hot bitch.
Oh, Jesus. And then he turns around and you're like, oh, man.
Well, now I'm upset.
I'm just saying. That's that guy's fault, not my fault. Yeah, exactly. Fuck him.
Shouldn't be wearing that from the back. I shouldn't be able to see your lower back. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
Giraffe.
Bullshit. Total bullshit. I'm not gay.
All right. Can Batgirl be protecting giraffes? And also...
Oh, maybe... So, maybe Condiment Kings, that's like the opening villain. They have a little sexual...
Is that the real
Catwoman, right? They have some sexual chemistry. You got to have a real big bad, though. And that bad is either a giraffe or someone trying to hurt giraffes. Either way, maybe it's a giraffe that hates giraffes because other giraffes are dumb.
Yeah.
It's a hyper-evolved giraffe.
It's Brittany Murphy giraffe.
So Brittany Murphy plays the voice of a giraffe that has had a genetic experiment that made its brain grow 8 times the size of a normal giraffe, and now it hates all giraffes.
Yeah, it wants to kill all the other giraffes. Yeah,
exactly, because they're stupid.
Yeah, clearly.
And also super hot, and he didn't mean to have sex with that other male giraffe. It just looked really
hot
from behind.
It looked really good from the back because of beautiful hair.
And that's not his fault. He's not gay.
No, he's not. I mean, it's that other guy's fault for you making him feel those feelings.
Exactly. So now he's just want to wipe out all giraffes.
Yeah.
And obviously, Alicia Silverstone Batgirl has to stop that.
Yeah, and bang Paul Rudd while she's at it.
And hardcore bang Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
In the suits, obviously, because it's hotter that way.
And some cool stuff from Brittany Murphy where she says, like, sexy things.
Yeah. As a giraffe.
As a giraffe, yeah. Yeah, maybe they end up... getting into an Atomic Blonde situation, or like fighting it out, and then the hardcore lesbian Alicia Silverstone giraffe scene.
Giraffe with Brittany Murphy and Alicia Silverstone.
See how high up that head goes?
God damn.
Man, the possibilities.
Oof.
You can ride that neck all the way down.
And that's how we'd fix Clueless.
Bestiality as usual.
That might be a new one for us, but maybe not. I don't know. We have over 200 episodes. We maybe have talked about it before.
Yeah.
Check out the podcast everywhere podcasts are. It's Blockbuster Nostalgia.
Yeah, follow, like, subscribe, email us, whatever.
Yeah, check it out. Bye.
We love you.